Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book Essentialism, the disciplined pursuit of less. Do you ever feel that life is just too busy? We strive to do better and to do more. Every day there is so much to accomplish, so much information to assimilate. Overwhelmed by all that life throws at us, exhausted, trapped, we gradually become victims of the competing pressures of work and life. Time has become our scarcest resource. However, even with hard work, our output is devalued, and our achievements are insufficient. This book Essentialism, The Disciplined Pursuit of Less, can help us break free from the dilemma of finding too few hours in the day. It outlines the idea of essentialism, advocating focusing time and energy on really meaningful things. The book challenges deeply rooted anxieties, expressed as I have to, all is important, and I can do both, and promotes the idea of I choose, only a few things really matter, and I can do something but not everything. We need to make difficult decisions and recognize real trade-offs, so that we can wisely invest our limited time and energy to achieve the highest returns. Essentialists seek less but better. They relentlessly adhere to this principle. They pursue it in a disciplined way, constantly stopping to check, asking themselves whether the things they do are truly essential. The author Greg McKeown used to be very busy himself. He was so preoccupied with work that he wasn't with his wife when their daughter was born. He was at a meeting. It seemed important at the time. Afterward, he was filled with regret and became fascinated by the way successful people could balance professional and family lives. After reading, researching, and thinking, Greg McKeown proposed essentialism. He completely abandoned his busy and disordered ways of living and working. He went on to help some of the world's top companies such as Apple, Google, and Facebook to eliminate trivial matters and get to the essential ones. He spread the word through mainstream media, educational institutions, economic forums, and other platforms. McKeown supported many people to transform their busy schedules. He led them from inefficiencies to enriched lives. So, how can we train ourselves with essentialism to live a simple, efficient, and ordered life? To continue, we will divide our detailed explanation into three parts. Part 1, how to seek out the few things of real importance and meaning. Part 2, how to break away from trivial matters, fight temptations and obstacles. Part 3, how to live a truly productive and meaningful life, performing a few vital tasks with ease. First, let's focus on how to find the few things that are vital and meaningful. We face many options in both work and life. Overconfidence and greed encourage us to want everything life has to offer and make us feel invincible. In the end, these motivations often lead to inadequate and shoddy work. Essentialists don't expect to do everything well, they pay attention to their highest contribution. What essentialists mean by the highest contribution is doing the right thing at the right time, and in an ideal way. Before they focus on a particular factor, they will research extensively, evaluate many options, and eventually identify their most effective contribution. In this way, they maximize the effect of their time and energy, only expending these precious resources on the most important things. So how can we recognize truly meaningful things? Here we will introduce three key elements that the author presents. Let's start with the first element, the perks of being unavailable. We are all busy with our lives and work. This leads us to rush many things. Our hurry makes it easy to form bad decisions and choose unwisely. However, when you have sufficient time and have a relatively isolated and undisturbed place to think, your mind will be more active, and your decisions will be more rational and precise. No matter how busy your life and work, no matter the noise and distractions in the world around you, Everyone needs to make an effort to pull back from their frantic schedule and contemplate the bigger picture. Bill Gates provides a good example. Twice a year, he takes a week off to hide from work, making both his time and location unavailable. During this week, he stays away from the world, reads books, and reflects on the big picture. In his 1995 Think Week, he wrote the famous Internet Tidal Wave Memo. This note identified the Internet as being of the highest importance for Microsoft. Soon afterward, Microsoft launched its Internet Explorer web browser, which at that time beat its competitor Netscape to become the most popular browser. We could all do with spending 2 weeks each year, or 2 days each quarter, or even 20 minutes each morning, purposely creating a space that only belongs to ourselves where we can think, explore, and figure out the truly important things. Next, let's consider the second element the book identifies, a good night's sleep. Sleep is the key to unlocking our facility for exploration. We commonly believe falsely that we can do more if we sleep less. On the contrary, if we want to be discriminating and identify priorities, we need to invest in our personal capabilities, in our minds, bodies, and spirits. We will damage our potential, diminishing our resources if we fail to make sufficient investment in well-being. We will never realize our ultimate contribution. A study by Lübeck University in Germany found that a full night's sleep may actually increase brain power and enhance our problem-solving ability. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos has publicly expressed the importance of getting enough sleep. He said, "I'm more alert and I think more clearly. I just feel so much better all day long if I've had 8 hours." Mark Andreessen, the co-founder of Netscape, experiences the following pattern: 7 hours of sleep and I start to degrade, 5 hours of sleep is a big problem for the body, 4 hours of sleep means I'm a zombie. Therefore, sleeping longer is not time wasted. An energetic person is more efficient. Their performance is better than someone who is exhausted. Next, let's move on to the third element, letting go of all things that are acceptable, and in exchange choosing exclusively the right options. When we face multiple possibilities, many people will either procrastinate or stick with all of them. Both actions are harmful. The smartest way is to choose carefully but decisively to let go of everything that is merely okay. But how exactly do you achieve such clarity of purpose? According to this book, there are two ways of doing it. The first is the 90% rule. It's one you can apply to just about every decision or dilemma. As you evaluate an option, think about the single most important criterion for that decision, and then simply give the option a score between 0 and 100. If you rate it any lower than 90%, automatically demote its rating to 0 and reject this choice unequivocally. To provide an example of this process, the author describes once working with a team. The team was in the habit of catering to their clients' every whim, giving in to whatever they asked. Consequently, the team members were overworked, overwhelmed, and constantly torn between competing demands. They couldn't concentrate their minds and energies on any one project. Later, to select just projects that would make the highest contribution, they adopted the 90% rule. They eliminated any project that scored lower than 90. Team morale significantly improved, and they went on to accomplish premium results. The 90% rule spares you the trouble of wasting time evaluating insignificant matters, simultaneously creating space for the things that matter most to you. In short, it simplifies problems. The book describes a further method for making intelligent choices, opportunity knocks. It can be applied to unsolicited opportunities. When an unexpected chance comes our way, we can't usually turn it down because of the fear of missing out, even if it was not part of our original plan. For example, say a new job offer comes through. Though we don't like the look of this job, it pays well. More importantly, many people's lives have surplus capacity with spaces for new opportunities. In this situation, It is difficult to turn down any prospect for improvement. If we encounter this situation, we can use the opportunity Knox method to form our decision. The first step is to write down a description of the opportunity. Secondly, make a list of three minimum criteria. To even be considered, this option must fulfill all three of these criteria. Third, list three perfect attributes that the opportunity could ideally fulfill. According to this method, if the opportunity fails to meet the first set of minimum criteria, we can immediately reject it. We should also turn down any options that pass the minimum criteria but fail the second three more testing criteria. Take the job offer we mentioned previously as an example. The minimum criteria you write down all relate to social and health benefits, paid vacations, and end-of-year bonuses. The three criteria for a perfect match demand potential for the improvement of skills, possibilities for promotion, and the job's fit to your level of expertise. If an offer fails the minimum criteria test, then do not accept it. If it does not meet at least two out of your three ideal criteria, then let it go too. In this way, the opportunity Knox method will relieve the burden of decision making. But what's important is not just following this practice, but making a habit of decision making according to a standard process. That concludes part one, where we learned how to drill down to just a few truly important and meaningful things. The method involved totally three aspects. First, the importance of making yourself unavailable. Second, getting enough sleep. And third, letting go of merely acceptable things in favor of your optimal choices. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Hallo, ich bin Christiane Beer, Führungskräftecoachin und Organisationsberaterin. Alle zwei Wochen habe ich in meinem Podcast Führungsgefühle Führungsmenschen zu Gast. Getreu dem Motto, Führungskräfte sind auch nur Menschen, spreche ich dabei mit meinen Gästinnen über deren Führungsarbeit und wie es ihnen im Arbeitsalltag damit geht.
Ist dann immer auch gepaart mit persönlichen Verletzungen.
Wir sprechen dann über ihr ganz persönliches Glück und Leid, Frust, Stolz, Sehnsüchte, Leidenschaften als Führungskraft, von Führungsgefühlen eben. Und wir sprechen darüber, wie sie damit umgehen.
Das ist tatsächlich etwas, was mich vom Bild her die Wellen surfen lässt.
Führungsgefühle, der Führungspodcast mit dem Blick auf ganze Menschen. Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.